Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
I want to take you on a bit of a journey, a visualization experience, if you will. Imagine you're out for a few drinks with some friends, you know, just hanging out. It's all good. You get into an Uber to end the night. You finish the night, you know, you've had drinks, you're feeling good. You're like, time to go home. Why not? Go home. So you go outside of the pub or club or wherever you are and you go, oh, there's an Uber right there. Fantastic. I'm going to hop in. Hop in the Uber. You get driven about halfway home and then you realise your Uber driver is Kevin Rudd. That's right. The very same guy who, thanks to Rove, gave us this. Imagine hearing that from the front seat. This is exactly what happened to a group of partygoers on the weekend. Jessica Rudd, who is Kevin Rudd's daughter, took to Twitter and said that Kevin, K. Rudd, he decided to go through with it. He saw a group of people walking out of the pub. The lovely but tipsy crew had been at a restaurant since lunch and asked for a lift to Hastings Street and said they'd pay. So Kevin Rudd did what any good former PM would do and he went, sure, hop in. He said he'd give them a lift. I wonder if he charged them still. Interesting. Don't know about that one. Apparently it took them half the ride to work out who their driver was. Now, the former Prime Minister has actually since confirmed this on Twitter. He wrote, guilty as charged. Four young Melburnians getting drenched in a Queensland subtropical downpour at Noosa last night with no Uber in sight. So what's a man to do? Good kids. I hope they've had some fun up here. I just can't imagine it. Also, stranger danger, guys. Don't just get into a car that you think's an Uber because it looks like an Uber. Just want to throw that out there. But look, Kevin Rudd is not the first well-known Australian to end up giving people a random lift. Chris Hemsworth in 2018, he gave a hitchhiking musician, his name was Scott Hildebrand, he went from Byron Bay to Brisbane. That's a fair drive. That's like an hour or so, I think, a couple of hours. So Chris just picked up, hopped him in, and off they went to Brisbane together. Again, don't get in cars with strangers, even if they look like celebrities. This is my cautionary warning to you all. Don't get in cars, even though they look like celebrities. And even though we did discuss the prospect of being able to get married to a celebrity earlier in the show, just don't do it. It's not worth it. I wonder who's going to be next. Zac Efron. Can you imagine walking through Sydney and needing a ride somewhere and there's Zac Efron? Or, I don't know. Who else? The guy that was on Slumdog Millionaire. He's in Adelaide at the moment. Might see him around. It's all happening in the celebrity world in Australia at the moment, isn't it?